we have implemented where injured employees contact a nurse or claims administrator in advance of or at the outset of the claim, but it's something that we need more data on to provide good assurances on. So finance recommends these amounts be approved by the committee. Items 2 through 4, item 2 and 3 through 4 we've discussed in the presentation. First is renewal of our pool of 4 financial advisory firms to provide financial advisory services for a period of an additional 6 months, or to renew for 6 months. The third item is resolution authorizing the issuance of up to $800 million of revenue bonds to finance a portion of the cost of the Move Illinois program that would accommodate the next 2 new money bond issues. And then the fourth item is renewal of underwriter pool of a period for a period of 1 year, which would be January 1 of 2016 through December 31 of 2016. Again, would provide us the opportunity to continue to underwrite bonds through that period.
Okay, thank you, Mike. If there are no objections, I would like to take finance items all together.
Mr. Chairman, if I may interrupt for a moment, our legal team tells us since the item number 1 is now $2,789,000, which is technically a lower number, but it is also less of a reduction, we would need an amendment to change that amount, so we would need a
correction. It is correct as it's written. It is $2,799,600.
Mr. Chairman, never mind.
Sorry. May I have a motion to approve the placement of items, financial items 1 through 4, on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation?
So moved.
Seconded?
Second.
Thank you. Any questions, concerns, or requests for discussion?
I have one question about workers' compensation. We are completely self-insured, is that correct?
We are.
And we, in the past, like many governments, were not. We've done the comparison and found that this is the most cost-effective way to deal with work comp. Is that correct?
We have. We are, though, in the, we are reaching out to them again to a brokers that we have to evaluate whether or not we think that marketplace has changed. It's been several years since we did a significant analysis on that comparison, but we're reaching out to look at that again to see.
So we'll continue to monitor the market and may go back to partial insurance or full insurance depending on what the market is. But now you feel confident that this is the best way to go, especially based on our history.
Yeah,
with claims.
We do. We feel the likelihood of that. I mean, we're going to do the review. We feel this is likely to be the, but even going forward, the best approach to our funding of our program.
Very good. Thank you.
Do we have any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? The motion passes. Finance items 1 through 4 have been approved for placement on the September Board of Directors meeting agenda with the FAO committee recommendation for approval. Let's move to Section 7 of our agenda. I understand procurement will also be presenting 4 items today. Mr. Donato.
Thank you, Chair. Again, just like you said, we do have 4 items for consideration this morning. If it's the committee's will, I'll take all 4 items, and then you can take it from there, okay?
It's fine.
Good. Okay, so the first item is a request to utilize a CMS master contract for our annual purchase of bulk rock salt. This contract is utilized by the Tollway, IDOT, and all local governments and municipalities that participate in the state's joint purchasing program. The weighted average price is $63.28 per ton for the upcoming season. This price is approximately 10% less than the weighted average price of $70.20 per ton from last year. 100% of our salt will be staged in a few different locations so that our requests will be delivered in a timely fashion. Award is recommended to Cargill Salt Division for 12 locations and Compass Minerals America Incorporated for 3 locations in an aggregate amount not to exceed $3,328,526 for the 1-year initial term. Second item is an amendment to resolution number 20751 that the board approved back in July for landfill services. So after the board's approval, the CPO's office declared that two of the awarded vendors were non-responsive to the Board of Elections requirement. Both Advanced Disposal Services Zion Landfill and Advanced Disposal Services Orchard Hills Landfill are subsidiaries of their parent, Advanced Disposal Services Solid Waste Midwest. And since only their parent was registered with the Board of Elections, both subsidiaries had to be disqualified. So award is now recommended to Markham Transfer and Recycling LLC, as they have been deemed the low bidder for all locations in an amount not to exceed $249,000 for the three-year initial term. The third item is an award of a tollway invitation for bids to purchase 8 high-speed coin counters that will be used by our money room personnel to count coins collected throughout our system. This purchase includes delivery, installation, maintenance, and training. All of these units are replacements for outdated equipment which has exceeded its useful life. Award is recommended to Glory Global Solutions Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $214,838.48 for the four-year initial term. And the fourth and final item is a renewal of a tollway invitation for bids to purchase aluminum extrusions. So these extrusions are used by our sign shop to fabricate destination and guide signs for the tollway system. Award is recommended to MD Solutions Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $280,000 for the one-year renewal term. Any questions?
Question.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
The coin counters are for when the money comes in, when it's counted within our system here.
Correct? That's correct.
Okay.
In
Thank
our
you.
Building, yes.
Thank you.
I'd also like to mention that you said coin counters, but it also includes printers.
Yes, there are printers in there.
Yes,
so it includes coin counters, the printers, delivery, installation, maintenance, and training.
Any other questions?
I just had a question on the landfill contract. This is for to landfill items that we find along the highway. This is not construction debris. We recycle all of our construction debris, correct?
That's correct.
Correct. So this is like the mattress on the highway,
right,
such as that.
So our maintenance staff, they collect all the material, they bring it to the maintenance sites, and once they accumulate so much of the material, they truck it on over to the landfill.
Okay.
And that's how it's disposed.
We recycle everything else.
Yeah. It's primarily roadway sweepings that are getting picked up in this disposal contract.
Okay. Are there any other comments or questions? If there's no objection, I'd like to take the procurement items as a group. May I have a motion to approve the placement of procurement items 1 through 4 on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation? Do I hear a...
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Any questions, concerns, or requests for discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? The motion passes. Procurement items 1 through 4 have been approved for placement on a September Board of Directors meeting agenda with the FAO Committee's recommendation for approval. Next, we have engineering. Engineering has 12 items for consideration of the committee today. Paul, would you like to present those items, please?
Thank you, Chairman. Start. Item 1, it's a construction contract award. It's for removal of buildings. This is all associated with our work on the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor. It's 3 industrial type buildings. They're located in the Franklin Park area. This contract was advertised as part of our small business set aside program. This is the 4th contract, small business set aside contract that we've included on our Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor. We got 2 bids on this contract. An award is recommended to Alpine Demolition, who is the low bidder at $910,850. I will say, you know, as part of this small business program, we started it in 2013. We've had roughly 18 contracts go out under the small business set aside. It's generated 12 new prime contractors for the tollway and 6 DVE veteran firms. So it has been a specific effort where we've been pretty successful in breaking down our jobs into smaller pieces, so that gives more small contractors an opportunity to do work for the tollway. Shall I continue?
Are there any questions or comments? I will ask your questions or comments after every one of these items so that there is no confusion and having to go back. So continue.
Thank you. Item two is a supplement to a professional engineering contract in an amount not to exceed $137,813.90. This is for additional design services required for the Elmhurst Road interchange improvements. These are all being done under contract 4020. It's with the Elmhurst Joint Venture, which is a joint venture of Bernadine Lockmuller and the 2IM Group, who is a DB firm. And it's associated with both the Elgin O'Hare and the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway. They've actually prepared three construction contracts for us right now. Two are active and one is set to be advertised. But we'd like them to do some additional work for us. We do need to revise some of the maintenance of traffic on one of the existing contracts because a portion of the Elmhurst Road work is being delayed due to a utility relocation. So we're going to have a brand new bridge out there, and we're going to have to taper it into the existing pavement because the proposed pavement can't be installed yet. The Metropolitan Water Reclamation District also asked us to do some work for them and relocate an 18-inch sanitary main, which is eventually going to be in conflict with some of our proposed work on the Elgin O'Hare. So we are going to do that for them, and they're going to reimburse us through an intergovernmental agreement, which we already have with them. We also want to add some street lighting between Toohey and the Elmhurst Road interchange on the south end, and we want to do design work to relocate a 3-inch sanitary force main, which is on the BP property, which we're impacting. They were going to do the design work themselves, but they deferred to us and said we should just do it as part of our work. So we would have had to do it anyways. We would have to pay for this work anyway, so we're going to have our designer do it.
Any questions? Comments? Number three.
Okay, these next two items are changes to existing construction contracts. Item three is an extra work order requesting funding in the amount of $449,673.75. It's on contract 4210 with Lower Construction. It's associated with the retaining wall that they're building there. They encountered some localized poor soil conditions, which forced us to go back and do some additional geotechnical analysis. We're implementing some construction modifications. We're going to beef up the sheet pile wall so that it will meet all the requirements it needs to. I will point out the contract's very early in its implementation phase, so you see there's a pretty big DBE differential there, but it's just because the work is just starting. We expect it to be fine. Item four is a change order where we're simply requesting some additional funding for additional quantities of certain materials that were already included in the contract. The amount of the change order is $397,390.03. It's on contract 4618 with FH Pash and S.A. Nielsen, and it's specifically for additional quantities of earth excavation, geotextile filter fabric, and some porous granular abatements all associated with the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway. This contract, too, we expect it to be able to meet its DB requirement.
Any questions on items three and four? Any comments? Item 5.
All right, the next several items are all releases of retainage. Item 5 is a release of retainage, final release in the amount of $329,909.74. It's on contract 4167 with Passion, FH Passion, SM Nielsen and Associate. You see the contract's closing out within budget and the DB is being exceeded. Item 6 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $10,000. It's on construction contract 4130 with William Charles Construction Contract. Everything has been completed to our satisfaction. Item 7 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $50,000 on construction contract 4124. It's with Clody. This contract's finishing within budget. There is a slight DB shortfall anticipated because we eliminated some of the electrical and fiber optic work, so that there is an explanation for that.
Any questions on items 5, 6, or 7? Any comments on 5, 6, or 7?
No.
Item 8?
Item 8 is a final release of retainage in the amount of $1,107,322. It's on construction contract 4133, the current contracting company. Item 9 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $98,312.42 on construction contract 4183. This is with William Charles Construction Company. Item number 10 is a final release of retainage in the amount of $23,435.03. It's on construction contract 5620 with Allied Landscaping. And the last final release of retainage is on item number 11, and that's in the amount of $182,331.03. And this is on construction contract 5688 with Era Valdivia Contractors. They are a DMBE firm.
Are there any questions on items 8 through 11? Any comments? Item 12.
The chair on item 12. Typically, we defer that to the full board for discussion in executive session prior to taking full board action.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Without objections, engineering item 12 will be deferred to executive session on the September Board of Directors meeting. If there is no objection, I would like to ask that we take engineering items grouped together by type. Engineering item 1 alone. May I have a motion to approve placement of engineering item 1 on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions, requests, or for discussion? Hearing none and having no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? The motion passes. Item 1 has been approved for placement on the September Board of Directors meeting agenda with the FAO committee's recommendation for approval. Engineering item 2. May I have a motion to approve the placement of engineering item 2 on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation?
So moved.
Second.
We got a good thing.
Any questions? Yeah. Concerns or for discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, any abstentions or recusals? The motion passes. Engineering item 2 has been approved for the placement on the September Board of Directors meeting agenda with the FAO committee's recommendation for approval. Let's take items 3 and 4 together, which are both change orders and extra work orders. May I have a motion for approval of placement of engineering items 3 and 4 on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation?
So moved.
Seconded?
Second.
Any questions, concerns, or requests for discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? The motion passes. Engineering items 3 and 4 have been approved for placement on the September Board of Directors meeting agenda with the FAO committee's recommendation for approval. And finally, let's take items 5 through 11 together, which are all release of retainage. May I have a motion to approve placement of engineering items 5 through 11 on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any questions, concerns, or requests for discussion? Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? The motion passes. Engineering item 5 through 11 have been approved for placement on the September Board of Directors meeting agenda with the FAO committee recommendation approval. Next, we have section 9 of our agenda. Under legal, we have 5 items which Liz Opolowski, our Deputy General Counsel, will present. Liz?
Thank you. We actually have 4 items. We're going to be deferring item number 3 until perhaps next month. The first item is an intergovernmental agreement with the Illinois Department of Transportation and the City of Elgin related to costs, the costs associated with the Route 25 bridge over I-90. The cost of the tolling for this is zero. The second item is an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Markham in in this intergovernmental agreement, the City of Markham has agreed to vacate its rights to the existing road and alley dedications in order that the tollway can perform mitigation in conjunction with EPA requirements. The cost of the tollway will be $189,000. Item number four, I'm asking that item be deferred to executive session of the full board, so workers' compensation settlement. And item number five is the assignment of bond counsel in conjunction with the finance matters that Mike Kelch talked about earlier.
Thank you. Without objection, legal item four will be deferred to executive session of the September board meeting of directors. If there are no objection.
Chair, I think item number four is going to be deferred to full board at the September meeting.
Exactly.
And item three will be deferred to October.
Okay. Any discussion? If there are no objections, I will ask that we consider the remaining legal items together. May I have a motion to approve placement of legal item 1, 2, 3, and 5? 1, 2, and 5 on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation.
So moved. I have a question as well.
I have a second.
Second.
Any questions?
Mr. Chairman, on item number two with the agreement with the city, so we would be taking on the responsibilities for this road for ongoing maintenance, etc.
It's actually not a road. There is a there is an dedication.
This alley.
Right, for an alley or a roadway that doesn't exist.
Okay.
It's land, and we need that land in order to have enough land for the mitigation to take place.
Got it. Thank
so
you
there's no maintenance.
Good, I like it. Thanks for the clarification.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, the motion passes.
No, no.
Did we call for a vote?
No, we did not.
Well, I really want to get this done fast. I must really be tired of being there. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion passes. Legal items 1, 2, and 5 have been approved for placement on the September Board of Directors meeting agenda with the FAO Committee's recommendation for approval. Do we have any unfinished business? Any new business? If there's any unfinished business or no new business, we go. Okay, we have some remaining committee business, which is most appropriate to discuss in closed session. Therefore, I'm requesting a motion to enter into executive session pursuant. Is there a second?
You do.
Pursuant to exception provided in Section 2C2 of the Illinois Open Meetings Act. To consider the tollway matters related to collective bargaining. Is there a second?
We need a motion first.
All those in favor?
I'll make a motion to move into executive session for the following reasons you made.
Now we go.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes and we are now in executive session. We ask the visitors and staff not participating in the closed session to please depart from the meeting this room at this time.